Chapter 58. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to a sociopathic French girl.
That's that? What's the actual title? Okay. Last Christmas. Check one thing, and I'll actually start. Okay. Sunlight beamed through the window, flashing and rippling along the bottom of the sink. Fleur placed her hands upon the water, then let them sink into the warmth.
When is Ellie arriving, Fleur?
Gabby bounced down the stairs, clutching an armful of chocolate-stained mugs.
Mama and Papa exchanged a long look, then glanced at the copy of the Daily Prophet upon the kitchen table.
Fleur let a little heat creep wash. Fleur let a little heat creep from her palms. The water in the sink steamed and hissed.
Soon? And we will be having a talk about Katie Bell.
Fleur watched her eyes darken in the window, and the water bubbled and frothed.
Again.
Pick up. Or wait, is that what I said? Okay. Not pick up.
In 10 minutes, Maman said. It'll be nice to talk with him a little more. It's hard to really get to know someone in such a short period of time. Another little jab.
Fleur wrenched her hands from the sink. Heat bubbled through the bones and the water steamed from her fingers.
She is lucky she is Maman, or I would curse her.
Her parents grimaced.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Okay, first though, what's the tone of Apolline's line? Is it like warning? Or is it conciliatory? Oh, is she's like warning her because she's seeing the heat and she's like, cool your jets, girl, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. That does not come across in the text, because you say her eyes darkened. Like, I like that read. That's how it should be read. But it's very unclear that she's speaking in a soothing tone, like a friendly tone. Okay. And before I read this next part. How much do her parents know about what she is? Okay. This scene was added in the remaster, right? I feel like I would have fucking remembered this. This is insane. Okay, strap it down, ladies and gentlemen.
Maman's eyes darkened and she raised her chin. Fla, ma chérie. Heat haze shimmered round her hands. No, mamma. One more word. One more little snide comment. One more jab. I will remind you which of us is the better. Fleur! Fleur! Papa snapped. Fleur whirled on him. You are just as bad! Blue flame sprang up on her palms. And you are not resistant to heat, Papa.
Was that too much? Okay. Was that amount of intensity appropriate? Okay. Wow. This is fucked up. Holy shit. I've been real mad at my parents before. I cannot fucking fathom talking to them this way. And I've said some bad shit to my parents.
No, mamma. No, mamma. One more word. One more little snide comment. One more jab. I will remind you which of us is the better. I will remind you. Which of us is the better? You are just as bad. And you are not resistant to heat, Papa. And you are not resistant to heat, Papa. Papa. Papa.
One of those will work. I'll cobble it together. See what reads the best. Jesus. So, the French accent is good, right? Okay. Okay. Just double checking, but I try to take all crits seriously. Well, yeah, you didn't hear. I cursed your name and your family when me and Sakiko were doing a re-record of the German accented lines in Strangers in Boston the other day because it just kept coming out French. Especially because I just come off doing a session with a lot of French accents for you. Yeah, as well, yeah. I know. You're not living rent-free in my fucking head. You pay me rent. You help pay my rent.
They stared.
The creepiest thing about this is, like, Fleur's Gabby's cheerful about this, right? She just doesn't. This is like normal, right? I guess this is what this is meant to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she means, though. What does she mean by saying it's not hard for me to get to know someone? Right, but like, what is this in response to? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's very important for her to say something. Okay, so. No, hang on. Okay. I think if I just leave long enough of a pause, then she's just acting like the, like, I think it's very characterful that Gabby's acting like the last exchange didn't happen. Okay, I'm just trying to make sure that doesn't not read in the text, because if I was confused, then. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is how I'm gonna make this work. I think she's getting on with her business as well. I'm gonna pick up Apolline's line, Apolline's first line, and match the tone of it with Gabby's line. So here we go.
It'll be nice to talk with him a little more. It's hard to really get to know someone in such a short period of time. It's not hard for me to get to know someone, Gabby chirped, wielding hot chocolate powder, milk, cream, and spoon to disastrous effect beside the sink, then scampered across the kitchen and pressed her cold mug of hot chocolate into Fleur's flame-wreathed hands. Merci, Fleur.
Gabby is such a fucking anime.
The heat melted from Fleur's blood.
Gabby would be able to know a little about what he was like just from touching his magic. No. Gabby would be able to know a little about what he was like just from touching his magic.
She let the flames linger until the hot chocolate steamed, then pushed the mug into Gabby's hands. You didn't say mug, but you knew.
There you go. Greedy little bird.
Maman drew herself up.
Gabrielle's empathetic magic is not something that should be used lightly. Just as your stronger allure shouldn't be either. Just as your stronger allure shouldn't be either. I don't want to hear of either of you using them on anyone who doesn't understand what it means and doesn't give him permission. Ellie's magic is really powerful, Gabby sighed. His wand felt completely different to any of yours.
Maman's face twisted.
What did it feel like?
Papa held his breath.
Not telling.
Gabby dunked her teaspoon into the mug and stirred the cream in, sending small waves of hot chocolate froth over the sides of the mug.
Maybe all that clafouti helped after all. Maybe all that clafouti helped after all.
Oh.
Maybe all that clafouti helped after all.
Second read was better.
Gabrielle! Maman drew herself up. We just want some assurance that what the papers are saying about him is not true. And obviously my word wasn't enough. And obviously my world wasn't enough, Fleur hissed. Ellie is perfect for Fleur. A mischievous glint appeared in Gabby's eyes. If she didn't love him so much, then I would steal him instead. He saved me from the lake. If he'd kissed me and woken me up, it would have been the perfect moment. Ugh. Nobody kisses Ellie but me ever. Fleur scowled. You know you weren't in any danger, little chick. She plucked the mug of hot chocolate from Gabby's hands and stole a sip. And if you ever kiss him, even jokingly, or direct your magic at him and risk leaving a lasting impression, I'll escort you to ashes, baby sister. You're so possessive, Fleur, Gabby giggled. You don't need to worry anyway. You sent one pleading look at Ellie, and he went and saved me. He was coughing up blood from what I heard. Fleur turned her nose up at Gabby. Hush, Gabby. Maman looked thoughtful. Is that true? What does it matter? Fleur snapped. Heat flashed through her. Feathers rippled along her skin. Her eyes swelled large and turned black, and her skull shifted shape.
How far into it does she get? That determines whether I start putting an effect on it. Okay, I'll lighten it, but yeah. No, yeah, I'm gonna figure it out. Okay, let me ask you something. Are we gonna get bird mode? Is it actually going to happen? But some of them, or enough that I'll need to have a full-on effect. Okay. So it'll be a full-on one, but I'll turn down the wet for this. That means what? Look, listen, I'm doing a goddamn job here. So what I'll do for scenes like this is I'll turn down the wet, which in audio terms, that means turning down the amount of the audio that is an effect. So yeah, it'll just be lessened. I'm not gonna finish this chapter. Let's see. Okay.
Feathers rippled along her.
I'm going to start the paragraph over.
What does it matter, Fleur snapped. Heat flashed through her. Feathers rippled along her skin. Her eyes swelled large and turned black, and her skull shifted shape. I chose him. That's the first and last statement you need on this subject. He doesn't need to have to bleed and suffer to prove anything to anyone else.
Maman flinched, and Papa winced. Gabby shivered and took a sip of her hot chocolate.
Fleur,
Flair, she whispered. Easy. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
She closed her eyes and waited for the heat to fade. Fair enough.
Pardon? 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 Pardon?
Probably the second take. We'll check. She closed her eyes and waited for the heat to fade.
I am sick of this. All of this. Your stupid comments. In being far away. That stupid paper. And those English idiots. And those English idiots.
Fleur ground her teeth.
God damn it.
Fleur ground her teeth. And now get the bell, she muttered. Cette brute, je pleurerai avant de perdre compte. Cette brute, je la brûlerai avant de perdre compte.
Gappy shuddered.
You wouldn't burn anyone, Fleur. You wouldn't burn anyone, Fleur, she murmured.
Fleur fixed her with a long look.
I'd burn her, she whispered. No shallow little girls are going to steal anything important from me ever again.
Maman and Papa edged closer.
We don't like you being with someone so dangerous, Papa said. We've discussed this before. But whether you males are true or not does not matter. Either way, you'll be targeted by someone who could hurt you.
I am a stronger and better duller than either of you, Maman, Papa.
Fleur raised her chin.
If one of us is to judge, it ought to be me, no? If one of us is to judge, it ought to be me, no? If one of us is to judge, it ought to be me, no? No? No?
One of them. Maman fidgeted.
Better than the death he tells of Britain. Harry Potter is not the enemy of ordinary wizards. Harry is not an ordinary wizard, and I am not an ordinary witch.
Papa sighed.
Fleur.
Overlap.
I'm going to meet him.
She pictured the willow tree and apparated away with a loud crack.
That was a scene. Jesus, that was fucking draining. Okay.
Harry stood beneath the frost-patched tree, dressed in normal muggle clothing.
Fleur! How desperate is this? This should be the most desperate he's been, right? Okay. Okay.
Harry stood beneath the frost-patched tree. That first read was fine.
Fleur!
He stepped toward her, one hand outstretched, then froze. I'm sorry, it's not true. None of it's true. I swear, I will swear any vow, anything you ask. I swear, I will swear any vow, anything you ask. He swallowed. I promise, Fleur, I would never. You're the one perfect wish that came true for me. You're the one perfect wish that came true for me.
Fleur closed the distance between them, slid her fingers into his messy, dark hair, and dragged his lip to hers. And dragged his lips to hers.
Idiot. I do not need you to swear.
She took a firm grip on him and held his face an inch from hers.
I'm tempted, because then you would always be mine, but no.
He sagged within her arms.
That's good.
A small smile graced his lips.
I was scared. Scared I'd leave?
Fleur saw the shadow of that fear in his eyes, a deep, dark, vast thing, and him just a small silhouette beneath it.
I will never leave. Not so long as you're mine. Not so long as you're mine.
I'd never do something like that to you. Harry tugged her hands from his hair and held them. Even if I went completely mad and decided I wanted to leave you, I'd never betray you like that, never. And if that does happen, just lock me in a padded cell somewhere until I snap out of it my pulses.
Fleur smirked and freed one hand.
He should be more composed for that line, right? Yeah. Yeah. You see, it's weird because it's like, nah, if I start talking about that, I won't stop. Okay.
I'd never do something like that to you. Harry tugged her hands from his hair and held them. Even if I went completely mad and decide that I want to leave you, I'd never betray you like that. Never. And if that does happen, just lock me in a padded cell somewhere until I snap out of it my pulses.
There we go.
Fleur smirked and freed one hand, coating it in blue flames.
I would turn you to ashes if you ever did it. If you ever did anything to hurt me like that.
Harry grinned.
As long as you bury me under our willow tree. As long as you bury me under our willow tree.
Fleur's insides turned all cold, and the fire guttered out on her fingers.
Don't say things like that, it's not at all funny.
What about your family? What about your family? Harry asked. Do they believe anything about the article? Do they believe anything about the article?
Gabby laughed. Fleur grimaced. Maman and Papa are being difficult still. I yelled at them just now. I don't think they believe it. The articles are ridiculous, but they don't like other things.
Harry's smile faded. They won't ever approve of me, will they? I'll either be a dangerous dark wizard, or Voldemort will be coming after me and anyone close to me.
They do not dislike you.
Fleur's heart twisted, and she offered him a helpless shrug.
I'm sorry, Malko. It's not personal.
Should it not be personal?
I'm kind of flipping a coin over it.
It feels personal, Harry said. I had this faint hope that I could just step in at your side and find myself part of a family. His smile turned bitter. I should know better by now. Wishes like that don't come true.
One did.
Fleur pouted. One did. Fleur pouted and squeezed his fingers.
No, not even one of them.
A small smile slid back onto his face.
Maybe one. She laughed. There is none, maybe. Now you must head inside and deal with the more important things, like what you bought Gabby for Christmas.
I think she will like it. I don't really know what anyone expects, so I tried to get something I felt fitted.
I wouldn't worry too much about your present for Gabby. She loves being given things. If you gave her pebbles from the river, she would hold them just like she does everything else.
Fleur linked their arms.
If anything, we should be more concerned about what she might have brought us.
Oh no, Harry groaned. It's going to be something awful. Fleur laughed. Probably. She whisked them both back into the entrance hall. Harry surveyed the aware of footwear.
I finally understand all the shoes.
They're almost all Gabby's. She is incorrigible. Maman has given up trying to get rid of them. I think Gabby has bribed Binky to make sure they don't get thrown away.
He chuckled. How sneaky.
Mon coeur!
Gabby scampered down the hall and skidded to a halt.
Nice girlfriend. She's almost as cute as me.
Mon coeur.
Fleur glowered at Gabby's mischievous grin.
I don't know why I tell you things, you brat. I don't know why I tell you things, you brat.
Thanks, Gabby. I found her all by myself. Harry slipped his arm round Fleur's waist. Now I can't get rid of her. He glanced at the piles of shoes. Nice shoes.
They're all Fleur's, Gabby giggled. Now come on. It's time for Christmas. It's time for Christmas things again.
Harry gasped.
And you lied to me and told me that they all belonged to your innocent baby sister.
I wanted you to buy me more,
Fleur quipped. She released a long, deep sigh and pulled out her wand.
But I suppose it is. But I suppose it really is time I threw away all my old shoes.
Gabby squeaked and darted in front of her shoes. You seem very attached to your sister's shoes, Harry quipped.
You shouldn't just throw things away, Gabby pouted. It's not right. It's not right. It's not right.
Who's highlighting and why? Skiko, why'd you highlight it? Okay, let's make this clear again. If you highlight something I just read, that signals to me that I need to read it again. Okay, cool. Just making sure everybody knows that.
Come on, Monka, Fleur whispered in Harry's ear. Putting it off won't make it any better. Putting it off won't make it any better.
Harry nudged her in the stomach with his elbow, but let her lead him into the lounge.
Ellie.
What? That's... Papa? I feel like he cut something here. And he didn't, like, tie it together. Okay, that's both parents. Oh, do you mean the same thin, polite smile they had offered her earlier? What? Oh, okay. Oh, as each other.
Ellie.
Put them together. Her parents offered him a thin, polite smile.
How was your first term back at Hogwarts, Ben? Mamma asked.
A soft sigh escaped Harry. Not the best.
Papa stuck out his hand. Yes, well, I'm sure there's no truth. Yes, well, I'm sure there's no truth to the...
Sentence with truth.
Are we giving gifts now?
Gabby sprawled across one of the more comfortable sofas and pushed her feet up against the pale stonework of the wall.
You already gave us your gifts, Maman said. You couldn't wait until lunch, and now he's arrival, so you pestered Fleur for an hour about their present for you. Ellie doesn't know any of the other people who gave us things, Gabby said. I still have my present for him and Fleur.
Mischief gleamed in her eyes.
He's definitely going to be something horribly embarrassing.
Harry chuckled. I'm looking forward to it, Gabby. Fleur will make her mortified face.
Fleur huffed at him. You will turn red as a tomato.
I'll still get to see your embarrassed pout. he lets to her ear. It's almost as cute as those little gasps you make when... Fleur trod on his foot and fought the heat rushing to her face.
Aw,
Gabby giggled.
You've gone all pink, Fleur.
You and I are a bad combination.
Fleur turned her nose up at Gabby.
Yo.
She reached behind the nearest sofa and produced a small, thin wooden box.
Try not to break this one.
Gabby turned it over in her hands before sliding off the lid. The sparkling, white carnelia Fleur sculpted from ice lay on dark velvet within.
You always ask me to make them for you, so I thought you might want a more permanent one, little chick.
It's so pretty,
Gabby chirped. She took it out of the box and twirled it in the light.
He really won't melt? Not for a long time, Fleur promised.
And never so long as one of us keeps replacing the enchantments on it.
Thank you, Fleur.
Gabby put the flower back in the box, then spun to Harry.
Is it tasty? It better be tasty. Your girlfriend's sister is the first person you need to make like you.
Harry laughed and pulled a handful of tiny presents from his pocket. A faint glimmer of light came from his sleeve as he put them on the arm of the sofa. Then they swelled to normal size.
Books. 2 books.
Fleur studied the other two.
Not sure about those two.
This one is yours, Gabby. Harry picked up one of the odd-shaped ones and passed it across. She beamed and unpeeled the shining red and gold paper. Harry waited with a bright smile fixed on his face.
Oh, you're nervous, mon coeur.
Fleur smiled and gave his fingers a gentle squeeze. Gabby squealed and pulled a colorful, bright china mug overflowing with sugar quills.
It is tasty!
Fleur laughed.
Cherry flavor, too.
You said I owed you one, Harry grinned. The mug's enchanted to be unbreakable, to keep your drink warm, and the colors will disappear if something suspicious finds its way into your drink.
It's perfect.
Gabby pocketed the sweets before Maman could interfere.
Merci, Harry. If Fleur decides she doesn't want you, I'll keep you instead.
Thanks, Harry chuckled. Hopefully you won't have to stick to that. Gabby shrugged.
It'd be okay, she giggled. Fleur would be so cross. She'd hurl fire at me again.
Fleur swatted Gabby with a cushion.
You find your own. This one is mine. And I don't share.
No, Gabby sunk. You are terrible at sharing. Especially tasty sweet things.
These are for you, Monsieur Delacour, Madame Delacour. Monsieur Delacour, Madame Delacour. Madame Delacour. Harry passed the two that looked like books over to her parents' sofa. I thought you might appreciate them. I thought you might appreciate them. Papa unwrapped his, peeking behind the cover of a weathered, aged tome.
I can't read the date, but there's a good chance this is one of the oldest books on wizarding I've ever had the privilege of touching. I can't read the date, but there's a good...
Ah! Hello? Hello? I'm okay. I'm recording. I'll call you later. Bye-bye.
I can't read the dates, but there's a good chance this is one of the oldest books on wizarding I've ever had the chip.
No, surely it's... Well, first you have to add an S to books. This is wizarding genealogy, right? If I remember from the original.
I can't read the date, but there's a good chance this is one of the oldest books on wizarding genealogy I've ever had the privilege of touching.
Nah,
I can't read the date, but there's a good chance this is one of the oldest books on wizarding genealogy I've ever had the privilege of touching. I've ever had the privilege of touching? This isn't something to give away lightly, Harry. There can't be more than a handful of copies of this left in existence.
Harry blinked. I know you like history, heraldry, and the like. It caught my eye, and the owner was willing to part with it.
I should dare to think what the price was. I should dare to think what the price was,
Papa muttered, flicking through the pages.
This is 1,000 years old. This is 1,000 years old or more, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of these families were wiped out by the Normans. That was a terrible pleasure. That was a terrible present, Harry.
Gabby piped up.
We're not going to see Papa for weeks now. He'll lock himself in his study with your book and won't come out for anything but meals. I'm sure Binky wouldn't mind bringing my food to my study.
Papa traced his fingers over the old pages.
This is quite fascinating.
Gabby scowled. Mama hid her smile behind her hand, then tugged the string loose from her present.
I'm not going to open this and find some incredibly rare. I'm not going to open this and find some incredibly rare potions ingredient, am I?
Harry shifted. Would you have preferred something like that? Another book slid out of the paper. A battered, scarred covering closed.
What do you mean by that? You could take out the comma after enclosed and it would technically be correct. Yeah, sneezing. Sneezity sneeze. Okay.
A battered, scarred covering closed thick yellow pages.
That's as old as the other book.
Damn it.
Of skill potions and unique ingredients, I've never heard of it.
Maman read through the first page, then gasped.
Do you know who this was written by?
Helga Hufflepuff. A faint smile crossed Harry's face. I don't think it's the original, but it's handwritten and autographed. I wouldn't suggest trying anything you find toward the very end of the book, the magical trees you'll grow are very violent and quite dangerous. Papa glanced up.
Your idea of normal Christmas presents are two virtually priceless books. Where did you find them? Once might be a coincidence, but to find two rare books so well suited for us can't be.
I'd stumbled across a collection, actually. A small smile played on Harry's features. I chose two that I thought you would appreciate, and I doubt I will ever value them as highly as you will, so the better off here. Papa laughed.
We might have to improve the walls on the chateau if someone finds out about this. This is the sort of indisputable evidence of blood relations that some wizarding families would do a great deal to own.
It's not too much, is it? Harry's clammy fingers shifted between Fleur's. I've never really done this before. Fleur squeezed his hand.
They're good presents, Monka.
Gabby smirked.
If that's what he bought for you, I can't imagine what he bought Fleur.
Fleur's heart lurched.
Oh, merde, what if it's much better than what I got him? Oh, merde, what if it's much better than what I got him? I think I'll give you my present first, she said. It's a little more than we expected. It's a little more than we expected, Mama murmured. It makes our present for you seem very inadequate.
She passed Harry a soft package.
Fleur mentioned that you don't actually own any dress robes. So he took the liberty of choosing some suitably stylish ones. She said that black, dark greens or blues and silver suited you. So I hope you like them.
Harry raised an eyebrow at her. She laughed.
I can feel magic. Not as well as Gabby, but I know when you're wearing transfigured clothing, it's saturated with your magic.
Fleur reached into her pocket and pulled out a small cloth bag.
Here, this is my gift for you.
Fleur dipped his fingers into the bag and pulled out a small slim piece of wood. A ring.
I made that from one of the branches of the willow tree.
She tossed her hair over her shoulder.
It is the prettiest thing you own. And you will wear it where everyone can see. And you will wear it where everyone can see it. But especially Katie Bell.
Fleur. Gabby stood on her tiptoes and craned her neck over Harry's shoulder.
It's too early for you to get engaged, and Harry's meant to be the one who proposes to you.
Fleur flushed.
I will toast Gabby later.
It's perfect. Harry shot her a warm smile, as always. Her heart squirmed.
Damn it.
Her heart squirmed.
Her heart squirmed. Well, it's on your wand, and I tried to imbue it with the desire to protect you. So while you're wearing it, the magic I put into the ring will protect you. She cupped his chin. I don't want you ever to use it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, he murmured, slipping the ring onto his right forefinger.
My turn.
Gabby pulled her wand out and waved it at the far wall.
Ta-da!
Harry choked. A small squeak slipped through Fleur's lips. Mama's eyebrows vanished into her fringe, and Papa's book slipped shut. The willow and the river shone beneath the autumn sun on canvas within a light wood frame. Harry kissed Fleur beneath the leaves, his fingers in her silver hair and at her waist. Fleur blinked liquid heat from her lashes and swallowed a hot fist of feeling.
I'm sure you weren't invited to that particular rendezvous, Gabby, but thank you. C'est parfait.
I snuck down after you one day and sent the memory to a portrait maker in Paris.
Gabby beamed.
Do you like it, Harry?
He tore his eyes away from the painting and nodded.
Yes. Yes.
Gabby sidled round Fleur with a coy smile.
Want to make another one with me instead of Fleur?
Fleur sighed.
You are the worst, Gabby.
Harry laughed. What would you do if I actually said yes? Gabby giggled.
Panic? Fleur would murder me?
Yeah.
Panic? Gabby giggled.
Gabby giggled.
Fleur would murder me?
And me too, Harry said. We'll have to run away together before she realizes.
Flouting all social conventions for the sake of the out.
Gabby pressed her hands to her breast.
So romantic. Hush, you two.
Fleur's lips curved into a pout, and she pointed her finger at Gabby.
You need to stop reading Maman's books, and you?
She swiveled round on Harry.
You stop encouraging Gabby just because you like to make me pout.
It's a very cute pout.
It's a very cute pout,
Harry murmured in her ear. His lips brushed her earlobe. What?
Wait, I was too low or go lower?
It's a very cute pout, Harry murmured in her ear. His lips brushed her earlobe, and a little shiver rippled through her.
Careful, Monka, Fleur whispered back. I still owe you more than just kisses. Because what you did beneath the willow tree was very good.
She fought her flush down.
And if I have my way, you'll be doing it again later.
Gabby flopped back into the sofa.
What did you get Fleur, Harry?
Damn it.
I couldn't think of anything that I could make that would be anywhere near as good as something you could make yourself, Harry said. so I thought I'd give you these instead. I'm told they're useful for holding all sorts of things. The present he placed in her hands gave a gentle clink. Fleur slid the paper away. A dark wooden box decorated with carved vine leaves lay beneath. She opened the lid and found a handful of small crystal bottles stoppered with tiny, rune-engraved corks. Silver mist swirled within them.
Those are memories?
Fleur glanced at Harry.
Yours?
They're very nice vials, but I wanted to put something important inside. She kissed him on the cheek.
Thank you.
My perspective, he murmured. I won't tell you what they're of, though that would spoil the surprise. He shot her a grin. Though I was very tempted to make one of them me winning the Triwizard Tournament.
Cheat. Cheat.
Fleur stuck her tongue out at him.
You cheated.
Harry laughed. I seem to remember you stalking all your rivals and knowing an awful lot about that dragon task before you were supposed to.
I will win next time when we do some dueling.
She turned her nose up at him.
You'll see. Can I see the memories?
Gabby pleaded.
No. No.
Fleur shut the lid and crossed her arms over the box.
They are mine.
Gabby pouted.
Why are you such a rubbish sheller, Fleur? Greedy little bird,
Fleur shot back.
You've got enough sugar quills for a small school. You should be happy with those alone.
Mama looked up from her book.
Lunch will be in an hour, Marcelie. If you want to go watch the memories together, we'll keep Gabrielle from mischief.
Fleur shot Gabby a broad smirk, then stood and led Harry to the basement.
I'm going to beat them at dueling. See if you're so happy about being Triwizard Champion then, Monker.
This seems like an odd choice of place. Harry glanced around the small room and out through the door at the racks of wine. There aren't an abundance of seats.
I'm not going to watch the memories now. Have you here already? I have you here already.
So what are we up to?
I'm going to duel you, Fleur smirked, and beat you.
Harry laughed.
Okay, ma princesse.
His smile gained a sharp edge. You can try.
First, where did you really get those books from? I know you didn't realize how rare they were.
I stumbled across them at Hogwarts. I had 3 copies of the one I gave your mother and 5 of the book I gave your father.
You stumbled across them?
Fleur scowled and stepped close to him.
You're keeping secrets from me, Monker. I have a few left,
he murmured. Not many, though. Fleur's stomach twisted and turned.
I want you to tell me, she huffed. And I want you to want to tell me.
You're so wanty, Harry teased. He bumped her nose with him.
Such a...
He bumped her nose with his. Such a demanding Vila.
Whose fault is that? Fleur whispered, brushing her lips against his. I think you like making me ask, no? You did before.
Red crept onto Harry's face.
Maybe a little, he murmured.
Heat crept onto Harry's face.
Maybe a little, he murmured. But I think you liked asking, too.
Fleur stepped back and smirked.
Alas, lunch is only a short time away, mon coeur.
Alas, Harry's tone turned dry as sandpaper. So if you didn't lead me down into your dungeon to have your way with me, mon prince, what did you want? Fleur pushed her lips into a pout.
You know what I want. You know what I want.
Secrets. Harry tried to keep the smile from his face, but failed.
Okay, I'll give you two, but...
A bright little glimmer welled up in his eyes.
You have to ask. Oh, now he wants to play games.
Fleur swept her hair over her shoulder.
Let me think. What do I want to know most?
She weighed things up.
Katie Bell, this mysterious collection of invaluable books, whatever he's up to back in England. What are you up to in England? What are you up to in England?
Ah, Harry winced a fraction. Can I answer that one last? Can I answer that one last? Fleur crossed her arms.
Fine. Fine? Where did you really get those books?
A secret chamber. Mirth glittered in his green eyes. I will take you there to meet what's left of my family soon, I promise. Is that enough? She rested.
Damn it.
She rested her arms over his shoulders.
Promise?
I do. Fleur's heart lurched.
Careful with that lie, mon coeur. Careful with that lie, mon coeur,
she whispered.
Put that ring somewhere else, and I'll never let you go again.
Harry swallowed. Aren't I supposed to get some say in it, though?
As if you'd disagree.
Fleur slid her hands into his hair.
Now, you owe me another secret? Now you owe me another secret?
Harry sighed, and the humor faded from his eyes.
Do you remember the prophecy I mentioned?
Of course. I did some digging about the Department of Mysteries, and I tried to get people to realize Voldemort's back by casting the dark mark over where my parents died. I might have to do it again, since it didn't work too well. Anyway, Dumbledore's followers are guarding something in the Department of Mysteries. Voldemort's are trying to get in. One of my friend's parents died trying to stop them a few days ago.
So you're going to kill two birds with one stone?
Fleur's abdomen shrank into a tight ball.
You're going to try and break in?
I have to oust Voldemort first. Then my godfather will help me. And I need to get rid of that malevolent worm, Umbridge. Harry clenched his jaw. Once she's gone, I can find the prophecy and learn whatever it says, then destroy or steal whatever people are dying over in the Department of Mysteries, too.
He means dead. not gone. She could see the ice in his eyes. He's going to kill her. Gone.
Images of Harry flanked by aurors, wandless and shackled, swarmed through Fleur's thoughts. Gone? Gone? Images of Harry flanked by aurors, wandless and shackled, swarmed through Fleur's thoughts, and her voice shook. Harry froze. Every one of his muscles tensed. Every one of his muscles tensed.
I think you know. She took a deep breath and banished the thoughts. Do not get caught.
Fleur tightened her grip on his hair.
Do not get caught throwing out. Do not get caught throwing out Dumbledore. Do not get caught killing this horrible witch. Do not get caught breaking into the mystery. And do not get caught afterward.
She rested her forehead against his.
You are mine. Heart, mind, body, and soul. I'm not sharing any of those with anything or anyone, let alone one of those terrible creatures in Azkaban.
I'd really rather not spend any time with the mother.
He speaks like there's some annoying family relation. He's no proper concept of danger at all.
Fleur huffed.
In fact, I don't trust you not to do something stupid. I am coming with you.
No. Something close to panic crept into Harry's tone. You can't. You can't.
I can, and I will.
Fleur, he whispered.
Please. I need to know you're safe and waiting. I need it. I need it.
She let go of him and crossed her arms.
I will be safe and waiting and with you. I will be safe and waiting and with you. Please, Fleur.
An awful emptiness loomed in Harry's eyes.
I can't lose you.
I can't even risk using. I can't even risk losing you. Never. There's nothing else I have if you're gone.
Ah.
A twist of guilt pierced through Fleur.
Of course, you would see it like that, wouldn't you, Mulca? One perfect wish for a boy who never got anything else.
Fine. She jabbed a finger into his chest. Fine, I understand. I don't like it, but I will wait. And you will come back. Fleur swallowed a hot lump of emotion.
Because it is not so different for me either.
End of chapter 58.